let's see, case number 10380, Scott and Lynn Johnson, north of Road 368, Greenwich Lane being unit 34 within the courts of Southampton. They're seeking a variance from side yard setback requirement.
Name and address, please.
Scott Johnson, 9 Cherry Lane, Newtown Square, PA.
And do you swear a firm testimony you're about to give, so be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do.
Good evening.
Good evening. I'm here to ask the board for a variance of a side yard setback requirement for one post of a pergola that was erected that violates that setback by about 8 inches. My wife and I erected the pergola over an existing open deck in the back of the house based on two stakes that were there from the time we bought the house 4 years ago. After we put it up, after some discussion with the homeowners association, it was determined that the front stake that we used for measurement was correct, the back stake was incorrect, and that made the angle on an irregular shaped lot go a little bit closer to one post than we had intended for it to do. So now we're in the position where the pergola is up, one post violates the setback by about 8 inches. We have applied for and received provisional approval from the Homeowners Association, and we also have a letter from the neighbor whose side yard touches that part, giving her approval for the, yes.
I'll take the letter.
Okay.
Said where? The side yard?
Side yard, yes. This is the neighbor. This is the association.
Thank you.
I also have some pictures that will give you an idea of what it looks like. And I also have a plot diagram, if that would be helpful.
But I'll send these down to them so they can look at them.
Okay. Thank you.
How was the violation discovered?
When the Homeowners Association came to look at it after we put it up, they were questioning the angle and where the back thing was, where the back marker was. What we did after they came out was we went and got a metal detector, and we found the pin that was the real marker that was buried several inches in the ground, and it moved over a little bit, and that made the different line.
Do you have a building permit from Sussex County?
Yes, I have it right here. Excuse me.
I believe you.
Okay.
What is your seeking? What does the setback say on it?
10 feet. And we're at about 9 feet, 4 inches on the third post.
All right. Thank you.
Okay.
Looks nice. Thank you. Excuse me. Okay, are there any questions from members of the board? Mr. McCabe?
No, sir.
Mr. Bertman?
No.
Mr. Dropsy? Mr. Mills? Okay, hearing no questions. Are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? Is there anyone here in opposition?
Mr. Chair.
I'm sorry. I have a letter from, how do you pronounce her name, Gloria?
Gloria Fiorito.
Fiorito, neighbor of Len and Scott Johnson, give my approval for the variance for their pergola. I understand that one column of the pergola does not meet Sussex County setback requirements where it meets my side property line. And saying if you have the approval, she has the approval, if you approve it.
All right, thank you. Any other?
That's it.
All right, thank you. Okay, again, is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Chair hearing none, I'll entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I'd like to move we approve case number 10380. I feel it's a minimum variance to grant relief, and the variance will not substantially or permanently impair the appropriate use or development of adjacent property. It seems like an honest mistake, and there's no opposition.
Okay. Do I have a second to that motion?
Second.
Okay, I have a motion by Mr. McCabe, and second by Mr. Workman, that we approve case number 10,380. All those in favor of the motion, give the usual voting sign.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Motion carried. Your case is approved, sir.
Thanks for your consideration.
Yes, sir.